Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
I mean, just all of us, you know, getting together here today and, you know, just focus on each and every day, trying to get better and taking it one day at a time, one practice at a time, one walkthrough at a time, and focusing on ourselves. We got a great team and a lot of great players and a lot of great young guys and coaches, and this organization is, you know, the best ever. So just focusing on ourselves and getting better and working to that end goal.
Given how the last couple of seasons have ended, is there a different mentality with this team coming into camp, knowing the expectations and the goals?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of maturity within this, you know, within this group. And yeah, I think it's a good balance of, you know, having a lot of young guys, but a lot of guys that have been there before. And so I think just having that, it's going to build off each other, and I think it'll end well.
Hey, Mark, between the way last season ended and then the trade rumors that circulated during the spring and summer, how different was this offseason for you, or how similar was it to others?
You know, for me, it's I try not to, you know, do, you know, look at outside, you know, the box too often and, you know, focus on the main things. And, you know, that's what I've been doing. And at the end of the day, I put my trust in God, you know, first and foremost. And, you know, I know that he's gotten me this far. I know the type of player I am, the type of man I am. And, you know, all those things looking forward, I know they're going to help me grow, get better, be the player that I'm meant to be, and, you know, get to that end goal, which I'm incredibly focused on.
I know week one game at Buffalo might involve, like, a lot of revisiting of what happened last year, but in a way, is that good for you? I mean, are you looking forward to week one because it kind of starts the season where last year finished?
It's going to be a great story. I'm excited about that game.
Mark, there's a lot of pundits who are saying, you know, the Ravens might have the best roster in the league, kind of high expectations going into this league, the people looking at all the talent on this team. A, how do you kind of stack up the talent? How do you feel like, how talented do you feel like this year's team is? And how do you handle that outside noise?
Very talented, you know, but there's so many different things that come to play when you're playing football and, you know, this time of year. So for us, it's, again, I talked about this, you know, a little bit earlier, but it's about getting better every day, you know, not being complacent with you know, what you are or who you think you are. You know, we can't be complacent in that area and continue to grow as a team, you know, stay together and just work on getting better. And, you know, but like you said, we have a very talented team, so it's about growing off that. And, yeah.
Mark, it feels like expectations are always high here. Does it feel like they're any different this year considering the offseason, I guess, that you guys had?
Yeah, I don't know about different. You know, I think – you know, there's always the goal, you know, of reaching it to the end. And we've been so close, haven't gotten there. And, you know, I think I talked about this again a little earlier. We have got a great mix of guys that have been there before, mature guys that are incredible players, and a lot of young guys that are going to step up and make big-time plays. So I just think, again, it's us staying, you know, composed, focused on the growth of this team this time of year and getting to where we want to be week one.
Mark, you're eight. Training camp. What did you, when you think back 8 years? What's the most important things you've learned since then, or is getting ready to be ready to go for the season?
You got to be able to push yourself. You know, this is time to, you know, kind of push your limits and, you know, find out, you know, who you are. You know, set yourself up for a great season. And there's a lot of things that go into that, but it's taking care of your body, hydrating, and doing all the different things that, you know, little things can separate you. But having a mindset of doing right things, being a pro, you know, maybe going to bed early, and so you wake up the next day and you're ready to attack that day.
Between adding D-Hop and all the returners coming back, especially, you know, Flowers off the Pro Bowl season, Rashad with a new contract, you and, you know, Isaiah likely having good seasons last year, it seems like there's more of a so many mouths to feed element of this offense on paper. Do you feel like that's going to require a different mentality from guys who are targets for Lamar in this offense?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's got to be an unselfish group, you know, and, you know, that's the type of guys that they bring in here. It's an unselfish group, and that's not to say that, you know, guys aren't going to let the rock and to have their yards, have their carries, or have their catches, and I think that's a great thing. I think Coach Monks talks about that a lot, and, you know, for us, it's being unselfish, trusting the process, and trusting number eight. You know, he makes incredible reads, incredible decisions, and leads us to victories. So, and when we do that, good things will happen, and it's about being there for him.
Mark, do you allow yourself to think about your contract? Do you envision hitting free agency next year?
I talk to you about God. You know, you got to trust God, and for me, it's not looking too far ahead. It's living in the moment, being present, and I'm thankful to be here this year, to be able to compete for this organization, compete for this city. It means so much to me, and I just want people to know that, man. It really means everything to me, so I'm excited about it.
Is there hope to retire as a Raven?
Again, you never know what's going to happen. You said earlier, there's a lot of mouths to feed, but incredibly excited for this year to be able to play here, and
Mark, I think Marlon talked at minicamp about the grade system that the coaches have been for you guys. Does it feel like you guys have to be even more accountable for kind of everything you do during normal practice, maybe at any point, more than at any point in your Ravens career with how this kind of got on?
Yeah, I mean, it's the details that matter. It's the details that win games. And so for us, this is started training camp. So we got to be diligent about doing the little things right and carrying those over to make them second nature. So I think, to the point of, having those grading scales of the different things that the coaches are doing just puts an emphasis on, throughout practice or games to make it habit. And that's an awesome thing.
Mark, with Lamar, it seems like every year he keeps – statistically keeps improving. I mean, are we ever going to be getting close to seeing peak Lamar?
Maybe like 10 years from now. I don't know. He really does find – it's just every year he finds a new way to get better and better. And it's almost like the game is just continually to slow down for him, and he's already such a fast, dynamic player. And his playmaking, his the way he reads the game, he's just getting more and more comfortable. And I love the way that he's, just going about his business and continues to, kind of move that bar higher and higher, which is already incredible.
Mark, Lamar, when you last talked, I think it was at the Mandatory Minicamp, kind of talked about you and the importance of you in this organization and, some of the criticism you took and defended you amid that. I know how close you are with him, but when you hear that and, I don't know if you saw the quotes, does that really resonate with you?
Yeah, it's, I know that, Lamar has my back, and he knows I'm there for him. And it's a special connection, and, it definitely means a lot for him to come out and say those things. And, I trusted him and wholeheartedly, and, that's my guy forever.
Mark, how has it been kind of adjusting to where it was early in your career, where you were kind of the guy, one of the only guys, it seemed like Lamar had a lot of trust into her now? It's a bunch of other ones, including yourself.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. And I talked about this again earlier, but it's Monk, talks about, just being able to be dynamic, be diverse, and switch it up. You don't ever want to have to rely on one person. And so we got so many different guys that are so good at what they do. It's really a beautiful thing. So if we can, take this time to get better, grow, be unselfish, and as an offense, just keep on pushing forward. And, I think that's a good thing.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, boys.